that only a few of those people could swallow and digest the unpalatable truth, which is it's a double-edged sword. You have a physical allergy backed by a mental malady, a spiritual malady. So this truth that couldn't be swallowed and digested, and the only way that could be proven it was swallowed and digested, was that we laid hold of the AA principles with all the fervor in which a drowning sees a life preserver. That means I'm passionate about this program recovery. It's not something I do for an hour and a half at 8 o'clock to 9:30 at night. It is a way of life. And it has to be a way of life because alcoholism and drug addiction is a way of life. So in order for the alcoholism and the drug addiction to not be present, it doesn't mean that it's stuffed. It means that there has to be something else there taking its place, which is what the program recovery is about. Because alcoholism doesn't take an hour and a half slot and say, this is when I'm going to occupy your life, and after that, you're free. It occupies every minute of every day, so thus it makes sense that the program recovery has to do the same thing. Getting that message across is not going to be a virtuous conclusion by any alcoholic. It tells us that in step three, that we are people of circumstance, not virtue. That's what the big book means by we learn by the educational route. That's called the school of hard knocks.